Today is Wednesday, August 19th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Potato Day. It's also National Aviation Day and National Soft Ice Cream Day. My favorite type of ice cream is soft ice cream. I like the soft serve. Man, that sounds so old. But it's always been the case. Like, it's not because I'm getting old. I've always loved soft serve. I will say the vanilla ice cream thing is getting older, because chocolate used to be my favorite, and then as I got older, my taste changed and vanilla became my favorite. But I've always liked soft serve. I've always liked the twist cones. Sonic was one of the only places in my hometown, fast food places that were available in my hometown when I was growing up. And so when I wanted fast food, a lot of times we would go to Sonic. And Sonic had a twist cone, which was vanilla. It's the same thing they serve on cruise ships. There are many other places that have it, but even Jason's Deli, they have an ice cream machine. It's one of those soft serve machines, and they do a twist cone, which is a mixture of chocolate and vanilla, and I always would get that. And when we go to Jason's Deli, it's free. You have your food. It's probably not very, what do you call it? It's probably not very sanitary, because they just have the ice cream machine out there and guests can go serve themselves. And they have the cones right there. So hopefully no one's touching all the cones, because they're in a sleeve and they're, you have to pull one out at a time. So I don't think anyone's touching the cones, but they're touching the machine, you know, so it's not hugely sanitary, but you eat your food and then for free, you get an ice cream cone. And so I would go and get a twist cone. But anyway, that's my favorite. It's National Aviation Week, and just so you know, I may have already told you this, I don't remember, but it's National Dog Month, so celebrate your dog on this special month. So I was talking about my birthday trip, and we didn't finish, which is good, because I don't have a lot of content. I am still going to talk about the cruise a little bit. I know you guys are like, oh my God, the cruise. How long are we going to drag this out? But I'm going to get through every day of the cruise, because that is one of the things that prompted me to start back recording, is that I have content, which is good. So anyway, we were talking about the San Antonio trip. So we finally got a rental car and got on the road. Mark was driving because he rented the rental car. We didn't want to add another driver because, again, we wanted to save money so we could live better. So we drive to the hotel. We get to the hotel and we check in. And Mark sweetly had upgraded the room without telling me. He paid for it. And we got they call it a suite, but it's one of those that has a living room with a little kitchenette, and then it has a double doors, and then it has a separate bedroom. And so that was cool, you know, and there was a balcony. The balcony looked out over the pool. So that was nice. That was nice of him. So we got all settled in, and then it was time for the Riverwalk. And San Antonio, one of the most famous attractions in San Antonio is the Riverwalk. They have this really cool river that runs through downtown. And it's lower than all the buildings, so you have to go down steps to get to the river. It's like a Venice Canal or something. And they have these boats that you can get on. It's only $15, and they'll take you on a loop, you know, of the river and give you different information. And so I thought, oh, that would be a cool thing. And it's probably not super busy, because it's just a little cheapy thing that you can do. And I just didn't think it was going to be that busy. And so we get there, and there wasn't a long line, but they were packing people on the boats. And these boats have a ring of outer seats, but then they have a row of inner seats where you're literally facing the person that's on the outer seat. And you're so close to them. You're like 2 feet away. Your faces are 2 to 3 feet away from each other. It's very close. And it was packed. They packed this boat. They completely filled it up. And so that was not, Mark was not a fan of that. And I wasn't a huge fan, but I'm more patient with things in general. Mark's very quiet, but he has less patience than I do. And so anyway, I was like, oh, that's okay. You know, it's still going to be fun. You know, we're going to hear, and our boat driver, whatever you call it, he was our captain, was very cute and he was funny and everything. So that was good. And so we did our little thing. It was about a 30-minute boat ride, and I enjoyed it. We went all, you know, back and forth and saw a lot of the sights and everything. And it was cool. There were a lot of old buildings that were built, I don't know exactly when, early 1900s, late 1800s sort of thing. And so there's some cool architecture, and I just like being on the water, so it's nice. So we did that, and then I had picked a restaurant that ChatGPT helped me pick. And so we found that and we went and ate and it was good. Sometimes my stomach acts up, and this weekend my stomach acted up and I wasn't hungry most of the weekend, but I have to eat because Mark has to eat. You know, he does get hungry and I can't just sit there and watch him eat. And so I have to eat. But so I ordered, you know, the short rib tacos and we ate, and our server was, I thought our server was cute. He was a little more edgy looking, I'll say, but I thought he was attractive. And so we had a nice dinner, and then we went back to the hotel and went to bed. And so then on the next day, it was SeaWorld Day, because we wanted to make sure we got up and, you know, that we were energetic for SeaWorld, but we weren't doing SeaWorld from rope drop, we'll say, as they say at Disney, from rope drop. We weren't going to do that because there was a drone show that I wanted to see at SeaWorld, but it's an evening thing. It happens at closing. And this particular day, they were closing at 9 p.m. And so we were going to be staying until 9 p.m. And we weren't coming back to the hotel in between or anything like that. We were staying the whole time. So we got up and we just had a casual, you know, we got up and had a leisurely morning. We had breakfast in the hotel and got ready. And then when we were ready to go around 1 o'clock, we got the shuttle. And there was a little bit of weirdness there. They were like, well, they weren't really sure when the shuttles were running. And it was supposed to be an hourly thing, but we were apparently the only two people that were going to SeaWorld that day. And so when we went out, we were like, okay, we're ready for our shuttle. And literally the person at the counter said, okay, I'm going to go get the van. I'll be right back. So there was no separate employee to run the shuttle. It was just the people who also did everything else. And so she went and got the shuttle and brought it back, or the van, you know, whatever, and took us over to SeaWorld. And so then it was super hot. It was around 100, 101, something like that. But SeaWorld was not busy at all. Like everything, there were no lines. We were able to get, we only rode one ride. It was Texas Stingray. It was a good ride, actually. But it's a roller coaster. But there was, we probably waited 5 minutes, if that. There was no line. That was just for the people to get on the coaster and then us to get the next coaster, basically. Because they were only running one, it seemed they were only running one train at a time. And so I think that's the reason. But so we went to the, and I'm not going to go over every show we went to, but, you know, basically there's a dolphin show, there's a sea lion show, there's a orca show, and then they have a lot of talks and stuff like that where they talk about the animals. And I was really worried years ago. I think 2017 was the last time we had gone to SeaWorld, where they're like, we're going to change it. They're not going to be shows anymore. It's going to be more of a see the animals in their natural wildlife or in their natural habitat sort of thing. Well, that sounds like an oxymoron, but see the animals do things, just live, basically, is what they said, you know, because this was when all the controversy was going around about SeaWorld. And the documentary had come out and all that kind of stuff. Blackfin or Blackfish or something. So anyway, so I thought, I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to, they're not going to have any shows anymore. It's not going to be good. Because my favorite thing is, you know, seeing the dolphins jump out of the water and seeing the big orcas jump out of the water and all that kind of stuff. But they've repositioned them where they really talk about, okay, these are natural behaviors that the animals do, but we're showing them to you. And it's, I believe them. And the reason they train them all those things is so they can take care of them. Like, the reason they train them to go upside down and show their belly is so the vets can take blood. So we enjoyed that. Oh, I'm really stretching this content out. I'm out of music, so we got to go. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.